Syria, where a car bomb blast has killed at least 34 people in the central province of Hama. State media say over 50 others have also been injured as the bomb rocked the village in the Hama countryside. Now, the attack is blamed on foreign-backed insurgents there. Car bombings are common in Syria's conflict, which is now in its third year. Syrian opposition sources say some 160,000 people have been killed and millions displaced as a result. We're going to turn to Damascus, joined by Press TV's correspondent, Mohammed Ali. Mohammed Ali, good to have you with us. Mohammed Ali, tell us, fill us in on this latest situation, this latest bombing, and the information that you have on it, please.
Yes, Marzia, as you have just said, a truck, actually, it was not a car, it was a truck that, a booby-trapped truck that targeted Al-Hirra village. This is a village, a small village in the countryside of the city of Hama. Of course, its residents are pro-government supporters, and this is the main reason behind the attack. We still don't know who particularly carried out the attack, but we have learned that there is a video surfacing on the internet online by the so-called Islamic Front. This Islamic Front is, of course, is made up of very well-trained extremists, and this Islamic Front carried out similar explosions previously during the Syrian unrest. The truck, according to the police command of Hama, was loaded with over 3 tons of explosives. So you can imagine how huge the explosion was. It killed up till this moment 35 people, among them women and children, and injured over 50 others. Also caused destruction to a lot of houses and shops in the area, and caused a huge hole also in the ground. So this is definitely not the first time, Marzia, that such an explosion happens. The target was a civilian area, a residential quarter over there in Al-Hirra. Nevertheless, the main reason, of course, up till now that we have learned is only that the village is a pro-government supporter over there, and this is why the so-called Islamic Front targeted it.
You're talking about 3 tons, which is mind-boggling when we look at it. You just answered something that I was going to ask. Was it a place where the military was centered? But you're saying that it's a residential area, and these so-called insurgents are calling themselves Islamic, and yet we see more and more civilians, children, women, men, being targeted all the time. I want to understand what's happening on the ground there. The people, the Syrian people, when they hear these statements coming out from them that they're fighting for Islam or that they are looking for the freedom of the Syrian people, and yet more and more blood of the Syrian people are being spilled by them. Overall, the perspective of the Syrian people that they have for these groups at this point in time.
Yes, Marzia, of course, the Syrian people are much more now aware of what's happening on ground. They know that there are a lot of Qaeda-linked militants, a lot of extremists who kill in the name of Islam. They have their own interpretation of Islam, and in the name of that interpretation, they commit such crimes, suicide bombings, and, of course, killing a lot of civilians and innocent people. They know that those people have nothing to do with the true Islam. They're just using it as a tool to carry out their attacks. You have the so-called ISIL, Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, a Qaeda-linked group that, of course, also has its own interpretation of Islam. You have the so-called Nusra Front and the extremists of the Islamic Front, which is made up of 6 main brigades that are all Takfiri militants. And if you don't obey them and approve their rule of Islam and their interpretation, you get directly killed and slaughtered in public areas. And we have seen that in Al-Raqqa, in many other areas and cities across Syria. So the Syrian people, answering the question, are very much aware now of what's happening, and this is why they're supporting the Syrian army and the Syrian government more and more every day to squash those militants, squash those foreign-backed militants that are, at the end, the majority of them, are non-Syrians. They're not here for democracy, Marzia. They're just here to kill the Syrians and for more authority, power, and taking the natural resources of Syria. And we have seen in Deir al-Zor how they're after also the oil over there and more power in the country.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Mohammed Ali, Press TV's correspondent in Damascus.